There you are in Laurel Canyon. It's Joni Mitchell's at the piano, you know, and David Crosby's at the table, Stephen Stills is over, and they start singing you a song. Tell me, and that was like before the Hollies, as you called them, were stick straight band. You went from a stick straight band to Blissed Out Mayhem.
Yeah.
CSN broke new ground, but it happened. It sounds like it happened that very afternoon.
It did. I had flown from London to Los Angeles to be with Joni, and David and Stephen were at dinner with her that night. We obviously smoked a big one and had a really nice dinner, you know. And Crosby says, you know, hey, Stephen, play Willie, that song that we just were working on. Now, David had just been thrown out of the Byrds, and the Buffalo Springfield had stopped performing as a band. I was still in the Hollies, of course. So David and Stephen were trying to get something going, you know, like anything, you know, their bands had just broken up and stuff, so they were trying to figure out what they were going to do with the rest of their lives. And they were working on this song of Stephen's called You Don't Have to Cry. That's one of the songs on the first Crosby, Stills and Nash record. Beautiful song, and I said so. They came to the end of it. I said, wow, that's a fucking incredible song. That's beautiful. Why don't you sing it one more time? And they sang it one more time. We kind of looked at each other, you know, and I said, okay, one more time. By the third time that we sang, that they sang that song, I had my part down. I am good at what I do. I've been a harmony singer for all my life. I don't know how it happens. I don't know where it comes from. I don't want to know. I know that it's always here, constantly in my mind. And that moment, whatever vocal sound that Crosby, Stills, and Nash has was born in the first 40 seconds. It wasn't like we had to rehearse for 2 months or a year to try and figure out what the hell we were doing, you know. It happened in 40 seconds. That's how fast it was. We had to stop singing and start laughing. It was silly. Because, I mean, please understand, the Hollies and the Byrds and the Springfield were good harmony bands. We knew what good harmony was, right? But this was something different. We have no claim on any note that we have ever sung in our lives. But you can't sound like me and David and Stephen when we sing together. You just can't.